If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Atlantic Coast Mortgage, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 643-114.
Lou and Lisa, that's what happens every Thursday at this time. It is sponsored by allaboutaccess.com. Of course, the questions come in fast and furious. And Lou, I was listening to you this morning on with John Williams and about the importance of leaving your, not the temperature wars that he's been involved in, but about leaving your air conditioning going just so you're filtering out this bad air, right?
Yeah, I think that with what we got going right now, it's really smart, first of all, to upgrade your filters, to like a pleated type. And, you know, there's a myriad of them out there. But the spun fiberglass ones that are, you know, a couple dollars now, I used to say 99 cents, but they're not 99 cents anymore. They just don't do anything for the indoor air quality. And now, I mean, it's really hard to breathe outside, especially for people that are struggling, you know, asthma, allergies, that kind of stuff. So close up those windows. Turn that fan on from auto, let that thing circulate, and let's try and clean that indoor air.
Yeah, absolutely. And do this for your parents. Talk to the elderly members in your neighborhood or people who have little babies, because these are the people that will be affected by this bad air, or asthmatics, my gosh. It's brutal. Have you been out there today, Lou?
I'm outside right now, and it's for those people working outside, it's tough. And, the heat doesn't help. And, you know, you bring on an interesting point about the elderly. You know, they'd be like, I don't want to leave that fan on. It's going to cost me a fortune on my energy bill. It really isn't. The fan draws very little amperage. You won't even notice it. And it actually might help lower your energy bill, because it'll cause the condenser outside to run less because it's circulating the air more. So cleaning the air, making the condenser run less, and keeping you more comfortable.
Here's a question for you, Lou. How much less electricity does it cost to turn the fans on over the AC? He just addressed that, but he can't give you a price point on that.
No, but I mean, here's the thing, okay? Your blower motor, okay? The thing that costs you money on your electric bill are the amperage, the amps that something uses. And so that blower motor probably uses anywhere from 3 to 7 amps. The big condensing unit outside runs on like a 30 or a 40 amp breaker. So if I can get that thing to run 2 less times in a 24 hour period, you do the math.
Absolutely. Lou, who can I call to get my Corian countertop and white sink sanded? That's Catherine in Naperville.
You need to find a Corian countertop installer. They will offer typically a service like that to come out. That's the beauty of Corian, is that the color and the everything that you see goes all the way through the material, and it can be, it's really one of the only products out there that can be rejuvenated to look almost brand new when they come out and perform a service call like that.
I had some Forerunner issues this week. It was in the shop for a day and a half. They thought it was a sensor. Then they determined rodents or some kind of critter had eaten some wires. And somebody on the text line said, hey, Lou recommends a product that keeps all those critters away from your stuff.
Well, there is a product that was invented for the farm called Fresh Cab. It was invented actually by a woman in North Dakota. And it is a little sachet that you take out of a package, and they would leave it in the tractors that they left out in the field. And it kind of has a minty, evergreeny smell. It's actually quite pleasant to you and I. Farmers would throw it in their cabs, and so it would keep the field mice from eating all the wires, because, you know, they got to go out there and work, plow the field or cultivate, whatever it is. And if they chew up the wires, those tractors don't work. So the same thing is true. You can open up your hood, take like what do they call the clamps? You know, the file, those big clamps you use for files, in offices. Why am I can't think of the name of that?
I can't either.
Anyway, you know what I'm talking about. Binder clamps. And clip that onto like a wire or a hose and just let it hang there. The lower, the better. It'll last about 30 days and it should help.
Wow. I did not know this. And I got to tell you, I thought it was always field mice on the farms too. And then I was out by his bins and I'm like, what is that? You can't believe the size of the rats in the middle of nowhere because there's corn. There's corn and beans and bins.
Sure.
I really...
Those are like Schwarzenegger rats out there.
They were. I looked at it and go, what is that stuff? And he goes, rat bait. I go, what is... What kind, are you trying to kill a moose? And he said, no. And then I saw one and I went, oh my gosh. Now we've had a big discussion as well because I don't want birds of prey getting in there. So we're working on that as well.
I'm going to give you this tip for your husband, and he may or may not know about this. There is a product called Evolve, which is birth control for rats.
Oh, that's right. That's what they've been using up in Lincoln Park, right?
And so the birds can eat this all day long, and it won't hurt them, any birds of prey, anything. Any other rodent can eat it. All it does is stop their reproductive system, but it doesn't kill them. And the average life of a rat or a mouse is 6 weeks. The thing is, as we've talked about this, two rodents can produce over 15,000 offspring in a year because of how quickly they can reproduce. And if you limit their ability to reproduce, you eliminate the population while not harming other wildlife.
I'm going online and ordering it right now, and I don't need his approval. Lou, thank you for that so much. And hey, one last thing. Someone's asking, after these wildfires, after this smoke dissipates, should we change our filters again?
100%, yeah. There's probably a small particulate that you won't even see, and I just went and looked down at mine this morning, and it looked pretty good, but it looked a little gray, and once we start to see clear air, swap them out.
All right. Thanks so much, Lou.
Bye-bye.
That's Lou with Lisa, and it's brought to you by Access.